Hi, I'm Olivia Byrne. I live in London and I am the director of Eccleston Square Hotel in London, which is a 39-bedroom luxury boutique hotel near Victoria.
We were talking about, so you were actually born in Switzerland, so you hail from Switzerland. So tell us a bit about your background, what brought you here?
Okay, so actually I was born in Paris. So my mother is from Paris and my dad is English. I lived there until I was about 10 and then moved to Canterbury in Kent and lived there for 4 years. And it was a great kind of insight into English education. But I decided that when I was about 12, 13, that I needed to be in a more international setting. So my parents sent me to boarding school in Switzerland. And then from a very early age, I realized that I wanted to work in hospitality. So my dad had hotels in Paris. He had two really nice hotels, well located in Paris. So I grew up listening to my father and getting involved and sometimes working in his hotels as well, so just to have a taste of what I wanted to do. And I remember working in his hotels when I was about 13, and I came back home and I just had so many insights and ideas. And then my father said, okay, this is what you needed to do for the rest of your life. You're made for this career. So I decided to go to Lausanne Hotel School in Switzerland, which trains you to work in hospitality, and it's more business focused. So it's good to kind of get an all-round information about how to work in hotels, and it also offers you a one-year internship as well. So I did my first internship in Monaco in south of France. So I worked for Joël Robuchon, which is a two-star Michelin. So I worked 3 months kitchen, 3 months service, which was extremely tough, especially when you're the only girl in the kitchen. And then my second internship was a bit more fun. I worked in Miami, where I worked for an online travel agent, which was a bit different because it's Monday to Friday kind of desk job. So it gave me a bit more time to check out the nightlife in Miami on the weekends. And then, so actually my father sold his hotels about 20 years ago. So he was kind of, you know, we already always talked about the future, and during my studies in Lausanne, we always were very open, and you know, he never pushed me into it, but we always thought, well, it would be great to maybe one day open a business together. My father has over 20 years experience in managing a hotel. He has so much to give us, to my brother and myself. So yeah, it was a big family discussion for a couple years. We didn't really know where we wanted to open a hotel, so we looked all over the world, potentially thinking of Belgium, Switzerland. Then we were very close to opening a hotel in Miami. That's why I lived in Miami for 6 months. But after 6 months, I said to my dad, look, I love Miami as a holiday place, but for a long-term future, I still feel very European, and also in terms of managing a hotel there, it's, if you don't speak Spanish, I think it's quite difficult, and it's very seasonal as well. So then we thought, okay, where would it make sense long term? Because for us, it wasn't just, oh, let's open a hotel and then 2 years we'll sell. It's something for life. So then we thought, okay, well, London makes sense. Where, you know, my dad's English. Also in terms of business, London is the best place to be to have a hotel. It makes sense long term. So then we set our eyes on London, and it took us about a year to find a building. So it was quite tough because, yeah, it was a lot of competition. But thankfully we found this building, which was an existing budget hotel called the Elizabeth. And my first job was, I was still at university, so it was during my summer holidays. My dad was like, okay, well, your first job is to let go of all the staff. So I had to let go of about 10 to 15 people, which was tough when you're, you know, 21. It's a challenge. And also, my brother was also on holiday, so our next challenge was to sell all the furniture in this budget hotel. So we had all kinds of strange and wonderful things to I remember we had one room just full of kettles and then we had a lot of the local hoteliers, which some of them were Indian families, they came to buy the furniture and they're really open and they say, oh, it's so nice to have another family business on the block. And so it was great to kind of have that interaction with the local community. And then I went back to university for my final year, and I joined the company 3 months prior to opening. So that was interesting, because we hired a general manager a year before opening, thinking that, because I was only 23 at the time, thinking that I would learn from the general manager and possibly 3-4 years down the line I would take over the business. My brother was still at university in the States, because he's 3 years younger than me. And then I soon realized that that I didn't see eye to eye with the general manager, and it just wasn't going to work out on a long-term basis. So we had to rethink the whole strategy. We had to basically change the team completely after opening. Yeah, I think it was the first week we opened. We're like, oh, everything doesn't really match what, you know, our expectations. So we went through each department, recruited new staff, and then I had a management company in for a couple months to help me, which was good because I was on my own, completely on my own. So they helped. They had more of a Hilton background, so they really helped to put systems in place, which was great. And then my brother joined the company about a year later, and we decided that at the end of the day, it was our business. We had the vision for this hotel. We wanted to create something new in London, and we're really passionate people. So we decided to basically manage the hotel on our own, just the two of us.
Yeah, I can see you're really passionate. I mean, you can talk about it for hours, and that's really nice, because you can see you're really involved with the hotel. So what you talk about, you want to bring something new to London. So what have you brought that's new to London?
So, Eccleston Square Hotel is known for its technology. It's not something that we intentionally wanted to do. We added things in the rooms that we aspire to have in our own home. So one of our biggest USP is our bed. It's Hastin's beds from Sweden, which are electronically adjustable with massage feature. They're all handmade and take up to 90 hours to make. So for us, the bed was really the most important thing. At the end of the day, we're selling sleep, and that's what we really wanted to invest in the rooms. And then the next factor for us was, well, what do people do in their rooms? They sleep and they generally watch TV. So we wanted to put the best TVs out there at the time. So we opened in 2011 when the 3D TVs were coming out. So we knew that we would be one of the first hotels, at least in London, to have 3D TVs in all our rooms. So we added 46-inch 3D Panasonic TVs, and we also added a complimentary 3D movie library, which guests can use at any time. So the TVs were important. And then there was a new technology that was just coming out in 2011, which was the iPad solution. So having the app on the iPad where guests can do all their requests on the iPad. And we felt it was a really great technology because it helped us to communicate what we could offer to the guests as well as what's happening in the local area. So I really spent time to customize the app, adding, you know, my favorite restaurants that I go to around Victoria, you know, where's the closest hair salon, things like that, where, you know, the international traveler doesn't have time to necessarily do all the research. So we try to put all that information on the iPad. We've also added a docking station menu, so if you bring a different phone, we'll bring an iPhone 6 docking station to your room, so you can, you know, charge your phone without worrying about it. So it's just all these little details that's really helped us enable. Another technology which was quite innovative at the time and still is the smart glass wall between the bathroom and the bedroom.
How does that work?
So it's electric current in the glass. So when you touch a button, it goes from transparent to opaque. And for us, it was a great way.
Do you want to
I told it. For us, it was a great way to